Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with the vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
That's why it's so important. Amen. To not only hear the word, but also be a doer of the word. Because as we begin to do the word, we begin to experience the word.
We going to war. I'm keeping the armor on. We going to war. As soon as you're on at home, we going to war. The spiritual army strong. We going to war. Because Jesus is on the throne. We going to war. I'm keeping the armor on.
With God, your dome. His sword is real strong. So sharp it appears through the bone. I can't do nothing on my own. A lot I cannot condone. I can feel this fire in me. I'm hot like the pot is on. If you can't stand the heat, go get a fan. He holding us up with his righteous right hand. A spirit it quicken, quicker than sand. Now we are sealed with a heavenly brand. Pleading the blood again and again. Canceling all the enemy's plans. We are an army taking a stand. We are an army taking a stand. It's not a game, boy, but we are advanced. The devil big man. We stumping his head, capture his land. Take down his flag, boast on the Lord. On me I can't brag. God is sovereign and none you can have. Commune with my brothers, breaking the bread. Plowing the hearts, breaking through bad. Sowing the word, raising the dead.
We going to war. I'm keeping the armor on. We going to war. As soon as you're on at home. We going to war. The spiritual army strong. We going to war. Cause Jesus is on the throne. We going to war. I'm keeping the armor on. We going to war. As soon as you're on at home. We going to war. The spiritual army strong. We going to war. Cause Jesus is on the throne.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, I be riding for him. We are in his body, though a body we reside in one. If you don't got a Bible, better hurry up and find you one. In order to survive, you must know God when the fire comes. Born in the womb, but most of y'all are gonna die in one. Perish due to lack of knowledge, knowledge of the highest one. Holy Ghost standing, his commandments, I delight in them. My lamp is full of oil, and all my brothers, I see light in them.
Every seed, I'm finna sow. We are like trees, we gotta grow. This is the ark, this ain't a boat. As long as we save, we gonna float. He gave up his life, then he gave up the ghost. I'm telling you, wisdom is better than gold. The day that we live in here, nobody knows. The only thing known is God in control.
We going to war. I'm keeping the armor on. We going to war. As soon as you're on at home. We going to war. The spiritual army strong. We going to war. Cause Jesus is on the throne. We going to war. I'm keeping the armor.
Understand him more clearly. See, that's the difference between just having head knowledge and having experiential knowledge, meaning you're experiencing God. You don't just have head knowledge, but you actually know God. You're intimate with God in your suffering and in your prayer time.
Greetings, family. Welcome to another edition of Mohawk Radio, May 17th, 1039. Been going over some things this week. Heard about the Donald Trump situation. You know what I'm saying? Saying that he's going to do what a president should do and protect the interests of his people. And who am I to blame him? That's why they put him in office. A lot of people say he's not a good president. That's neither here nor there. Trump is a great president. That's why they put him in office to do what he's doing. Has he not done that everything that he touched? You didn't think he was going to do it to you. And then there's still people that are looking forward to, man, I started off a little bit too quick, though. You see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, man, I had a smooth transition, and then I hit that horn just a little second too fast. I'm getting that timing right. But big shouts out to G2G, that whole camp over there, Chosen King. Man, I really like your balls. I like your whole little squad, man. Y'all doing y'all thing over there. And then that humbleness too, bro, because I overstand that you know what's going on, but yet you brought it back a little bit more so other people can catch up. That's real humbleness. A lot of people don't know nothing about that, but, bro, I seen you transition that way, so I fought with you even more because I seen you do that. I had a lot of people telling me that I need to do that. And so, but you can only back too far, you know what I'm saying? Nigga wants you to come all the way back so they can get on and ride with you all the way when you had to goddamn find your path. But that we talking about, that we talking about finding path, you know? Psychology, all this shit, man. I remember being a kid, and I swear to you, you shouldn't swear, but I'm going to swear on this one because I know it is. So I know I'm going to win that one. Toilet paper roll, man. I'm telling you, dog. It was the same damn size when I was a kid. I'm telling you. My mama always bought the soft shit. I'm a grown-ass man, and now that I can make me some money, I got to buy me some soft shit. You see what I'm saying? But toilet paper roll always been the same size. You know, with certain brands. You see what I'm talking about? Now, thin toilet paper roll. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can see the difference in those, but I'm talking about that thick shit, that soft shit. And they said that they take two rolls and made one. So they took a 12-pack and cut it down to a 6, right? Well, they finna cut that 6-pack down to a 3. They're going to tell you that they done took them extra 3 rolls and they done put them in. And now you only get 3 rolls when really you're getting 12. Or is it the 9? I don't know, man. Sometimes I just goddamn be all up in my mind. You know what I'm talking about? But it's something that we should think about. A little bit more on my end because I've already been doing some thinking. I want to give you a little bit more to think about as far as that particular subject matter goes. So I went ahead and put a little something together that I thought I'd share with you. And since I told you that I put something together that I wanted to share with you, I'm going to share with you right now because I feel like it's the appropriate time before we move forward with anything else, right? So here we have Mohawk Radio. Oh, hold on. Got to back up. Father, thank you for the day, the moment, and the hour. I pray that you see your angels camp around me, my friend, family, neighbors, keep her from in her home, and danger for without you, well, never, but which you will all. But well, yeah, I was shy. Now we in them, folk. They do it.
Behold, the Georgia Guidestones. These granite monoliths mysteriously appeared about 40 years ago. And if you're thinking aliens or a cult or even the Ten Commandments, well, you're not the only one. Just ask this guy.
When you take pictures of it, you get a blue orb. When you put your hand down in there like this and look through it, a ball of energy comes through that sucker, man.
Things at this Southern Stonehenge are about to get totally weird. These granite slabs are on a farm outside of Atlanta, and no one knows exactly what they're doing here.
In future generations, they'll wonder, who put those stones there? Why did they put those stones there?
Hudson Cohn was here from the beginning, 1979. He took these photos as the Guidestones went up, 19 feet high, 250,000 pounds, and built to withstand an earthquake. The 4 slabs of granite each have 10 guiding principles of truth and harmony. They're inscribed in English, Russian, Chinese, Arabic. The list of languages goes on. But what does it all mean?
I've had people come and say it was some kind of Satan worship shrine and it ought to be torn down. And I've had others say it was the holiest spot on earth, that the Holy Grail was buried under there. Some people think it's a beacon to UFOs.
Hudson is one of the only people to meet the man who knows the true meaning. His name is R.C. Christian, and he paid for this all to be built. And wouldn't you know it, R.C. Christian is a fake name.
And he was very concerned about the environment.
Do you think he could still be alive?
Probably not. I'd say early to mid-70s then. I'm not saying he couldn't be alive, but he'd be an awful old man.
Even the people who built the Georgia Guidestone say that they don't even know for sure why R.C. Christian wanted this. Not even Wayne Mullinax, who sold 5 acres of his cow pasture to make space for the stones.
My house from here is about 600, maybe 700 feet down there, and we didn't have a problem unless somebody was going to come and sacrifice one of my cows, then I would have had a problem.
Did that happen?
No, it did not, but I did get nervous several times.
Mostly what's happened is a constant flow of tourists to Georgia's granite country. That's what this region is known for.
We do headstones and things of that nature, monuments. We do war memorials and things like that, but this really is one of the largest.
The Guidestones bring about 10,000 people a year to a town with a population of only about 4,500.
People all the way from Australia and China.
With all the tourism, is it possible that R.C. Christian was someone from Elberton that simply wanted to promote the area?
I'm thinking probably not, just because there was no marketing done really after the Guidestones were erected. If you're going to put up something of this nature, then you're going to market that, right? You're going to tell everyone.
One of R.C. Christian's conditions was that there'd be no tourist attractions on the land. No t-shirt shops or crystal necklace stands. But there's no stopping the cosmically curious and the theories they bring with them.
I try to get up here 3 to 5 times a week. The real secret is under there. At some point, these will come down. And there's a time capsule right under there.
There's actually been a lot of speculation about the existence of that buried time capsule.
There's some things you just don't tell everything.
Do you think it's there?
Let's just say I'm not going to answer that.
What's supposed to be in it?
Well, a lot of times there's capsules in different places with different things in it. And that could be the true identity to the group that Mr. Christian represents.
Maybe the time capsule's buried somewhere but not there.
I didn't say that.
That's just my speculation.
I didn't say that.
Whatever the reason, these slabs are built strong enough to stand on this earth longer than any of us, leaving a future generation guessing.
It's like looking at a painting. You can see the painting, but you don't know what the painter really meant. Whatever it means to you is what it means. There's no right or wrong.
He said it ain't no right or wrong, right? It's whatever it mean to you, right? R.C. Christian. Christians were started by the Catholics, which were started by the Romans. Romans, Catholic, Christians. I'm just saying. Fearful and word. Italian city. I'm talking about that bitch got ravaged. By the COVID-19. Slowly reemerges. My boy Big Judah dropped the video the other day. Talking about the stuff that was hidden up under the Vatican. I ain't get a chance to check it out. But I know what he talking about. I don't know what he talking about, but I got an idea. Kind of hid, but I'm going to check it out. And I'm going to encourage you to check it out. Farmland. Especially out in California. They're saying that a lot of national parks are starting to reopen. And they're having problems with wildlife. So is it that all of the wildlife that we had, y'all were just managing and maintaining, which y'all claim that y'all don't. And now that you're not out there managing and maintaining it, they're just coming out and taking their natural course. Or is it that they just having a lot more babies, or they had more babies and they coming out? Or is it this shit that you putting out? Or is it what the Lord talking about? See what I'm saying? A lot going on. Why you stuck in your home? waiting for somebody to tell you what to do. But nevertheless, I can't tell nobody what to do, and neither am I going to encourage you not to do what you have been doing. Because whatever it was that you've been doing that got you here to this point, you obviously believe in it, right? My spell on the day, though. Quick show. Energy. Universe give you what you give it. See what I'm saying? Check out the George Guidestone. What's on it? You see what I'm saying? I wanted the background story because I found that to be interesting. It's 600-700 feet away from the house. You see how all of this stuff is spiritual. It's energy. It's connected to one another. Stone Mountain. Big ball of granite. You see what I'm saying? Everton, Georgia. The granite capital of the what? You check it out and tell me what you find. You dig what I'm saying? Energy. See what I'm saying? Whatever you put out, you get back. A lot of us, we don't put... A lot of us associate spending money with having a good time. And then there are certain things that we consider to be a bill, which is an expense. But having a good time is an expense also. But it's a pleasurable expense. See, when you get into bill paying, you get into an element of when you start to procreate because you're buying raw materials. Everything that comes from the earth comes from the earth. It ain't shit that we have here on earth that came from another planet. It didn't come from anywhere else. And yet, we say, hey, look at what that man did. Give him praise. Look at what that woman did. Give her praise. And we build up that. And then we get people to do what we tell them that we've done because they want to relive the life that we live, hoping to get the results that we got. But you're never going to get results out of life until you find who you are. You're never going to find who you are until you start looking for the Lord. Because everything comes from the Lord. And that's how come people put names on things and they can charge you for things and they can tell you, hey, this is what it is and that is what it ain't. Because the Lord has provided it. A lot of us in my community, meaning that the black people, a lot of us, we get money, we spend money on things that make it look like we have more money, or we take our money and we invest it in things that make us happy. There's nothing wrong with investing in things that make you happy. But when you start investing to look a certain way, well, that's not the actual reality. That becomes a problem. Because now we begin to compress who we really are. You see, a man that don't work don't eat. But if you don't work, you'll never find out the kind of work that you like to do. But when you work, you'll find work that you enjoy doing, and then it won't be so much as work for you anymore. You see? But when you work and you create something, then you have to take what you've got from what you worked, and you have to recreate something again so that the money that you made can make money for you. You see? We're watching them lose their resources. They knew that they were going to lose their resources at this period in time. But what they're doing is they're writing history. They want to be known as the best that has ever been. When we know that that will not be true because we have already been told what is to come. And yet we see the things that are coming, right? But yet here they are. So now a lot of us are running because we feel that we need to do something, but we're running in all of the wrong directions. You see, it's not for us to run and for us to tarry because it's not for us. We've already been through our punishment. You have to find out what we did wrong that caused us to lose what we lost in order to regain what was lost. It's the only way. See, they're barbaric. They rob, they stole, they kill, they did all those things to get what they got. They lie, they steal, they do it every day. But for the Lord to give us back, well, he's going to give it back to his chosen people because they've already been chosen because they chose him. He chose them. It's a relationship. It's going to be righteous this time, and it's going to go for so long. You know why? Because it's right. There's no wrong. It's right. The Lord's going to walk with us and teach us how to do what's right. Probation period is closing. See, they want you to keep looking for your checks. They want you to keep looking for food to come. They're going to cut supplies. They've already, there's a famine. They're running out of food. Half of the packaging that we put our food in is shit that comes out of the trash. So you're eating trash, chemicals, all of that stuff. That's why the Lord said that we will eat poison and live, because we're eating poison now. See, there's levels to it. Circumstances and situations, you see. The U.S. want to get back to work so quick because they don't want the rest of the world to seem weak. See what I'm saying? Because you got to understand that all of them made a pact with each other. There's a head and there's a tail. We're the tail. There's a people at the top that's ahead. And then there's a lot that's in between. And the people that are in between, they made pacts to get what they have, right? So some people got better deals than others. But when they see you down for so long, and when you keep taunting them and keep doing things like that, it's going to emerge. See, silent weapons for silent war. This war is not becoming so silent anymore. You're starting to hear the war drum beat. They're starting to do all these plane shows over the hospitals and stuff. And you think, oh, yeah, they're showing us that they got planes. Why in the fuck would they be flying planes over a hospital if it's a virus that caused the common cold or flu? It's not a common cold or flu. Their time's up. They're flying their jets to let people know, hey, we got it. Don't fuck with us while we dying. Because if you do, we'll shoot you. See, America's dying. The rest of the world know they dying. See what I'm talking about? So, yeah, they gonna fire on them. Time's about up. The Lord said that it shall fall in the fall, right? I'm talking about the Lord is so great. Yahweh Shabba born in the fall, in the middle of calamity. He was born in death, the beginning of death. He was born to die so that we can live. But yet he died when everything grew, when life was given. All you got to do is find the Lord. Get close to the Most High. And I'm telling you, the more you get to know it and finding the Lord, the more you'll find yourself. And it's an ongoing thing because it's a process. Day after day after day after day after day. And it's not hard. It's actually fun. It's enjoyable. Because you start to see the relationship that you truly have with him, and you start to see that he is. For he said that I am. What are you, Lord? He said, I'm everything. For without me, there's nothing. Right? Thank the Lord for the day, the moment, and the hour. For without him, we're none, but with him, we're all. I got this clip that I want to play before we leave out of here today. And then we're going to rock out, and then we're going to leave like we always do. But I got a lot of work that I got to get to today, so I'm finished this. In and out, you did what I'm saying. But I appreciate your family for being here. I thank the Lord for all of us, and I pray that he keep us from any hurt, harm, or danger once again. By way of Yahweh Shah, play this clip and we out. Appreciate y'all once again. More out radio.
You're in the Air Force, right?
Marines, actually.
How long are you here for?
A few weeks.
30 seconds left. Just get us in field goal range.
I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies.
The blackout may run along the entire Northwest Corridor.
What's going on?
Controlled by the government of the United States.
The first thing we need to discuss at some length is the rise of China. It's certainly making the press these days. People seem to understand that something's happening in China, but most people are not fully aware of the full breadth and depth of what's happening in China. In fact, most of the people in China do not understand the historical implications of what's going on. China is the next great country in the world, whether we like it or not. There are a lot of people who do not like the rise of China. The 19th century was the century of the UK. The 20th century was the century of the US. The 21st century is going to be the century of China.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping to open the games.
Hey,
Mahia is in the U.S. Army Reserve, and last October she competed in the Military World Games in Wuhan.
By a conspiracy theory that falsely claims she is coronavirus patient zero. Chinese media has spread this conspiracy.
The fact that Iran is killing perhaps thousands and thousands of people right now as we speak. That's why they cut off the internet. So they cut off the internet so people can't see what's going on. But thousands of people are being killed in Iran right now. And frankly, I don't know how you get in there. I don't know how you do your business, but the press ought to get in there and see what's going on. Because the word is that thousands of people are being killed in Iran that are protesting.
China, Iran, and Russia kicking off 4 days of joint naval war games in the Gulf of Oman and the Indian Ocean, as Tehran looks to improve military ties with Beijing and Moscow amid heightened tensions with the United States.
The reality is that this joint exercise between Russia, China, and Iran is a message that these two powers, nuclear powers, are telling the United States and our allies that we're not, quote, going to let Iran down if you do anything against it. So the calculations now for the United States is to take into consideration that we're not just dealing with Iran, but also with an axis, a larger alliance, including those powers.
The U.S. is sending at least 3,000 soldiers to the Middle East as the Pentagon prepares for potential reaction from Iran.
The U.S. has more than enough firepower, both at sea and at air bases, to make good on President Trump's threat to strike 52 targets, including Iranian cultural sites.
This is bigger than bin Laden. It's bigger than Baghdadi. This is the equivalent, in U.S. terms, of the CIA director, CENTCOM commander, JSOC commander, and presidential envoy for the region for Iran. Everyone is going to lose if this continues to ratchet upward.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
What he said, the expansion of Iran to be a hegemonic power in the Middle East is not going to happen on his watch. He was going to do two things: destroy the physical caliphate of ISIS, which he did, and also to confront Iran. And what he did was smart, not send troops in, do economic warfare through sanctions. Mm-hmm. The reason you saw these riots in the street and they killed 1,500 rioters is because President Trump has locked down on the Iranian economy. And also in Beirut, there's no money, there's no liquidity in the whole Iranian system.
I'm really happy with the job we're doing. And I'm glad that this team and me are here for this horrible thing. I mean, it's a number of people have said it, but, and I feel it, actually. I'm a wartime president. This is a war. This is a war, different kind of a war that we've ever had.
Now, this is a pretty extraordinary story that the Chinese have recommenced their operations in the South China Sea. This is while the world's at grips with the coronavirus crisis, and there's been a clash with Vietnamese fishers.
Right, and Annalise, that what you said is each country in this region, that is the chessboard that the U.S. and China are playing as they, you know, have this strategic competition. The U.S. pulled its aircraft carrier into Vietnam not long before the USS Theodore Roosevelt went to Guam to offload some of its sailors that had coronavirus. And the significance of that, I mean, I think it was only the second time a U.S. aircraft carrier has pulled into Vietnam in the last 25 years. So that was a big deal. But then at the same time, China has ramped up its conflict with Vietnam over the Paracel Islands. So it's playing hardball in one case, and trying to remind Vietnam that China still has a lot of influence in the region, even while the U.S. has backed one of its assets out. That's exactly the kind of soft power game, as you said, that both sides are going to play.
Taking the bow.
This is about the Chinese Communist Party, and they are knowingly responsible for what happened. This is an act of commission. They knew, as a matter of fact, no later than the last week of December of 2019.
How is this going to impact the election? Do you think Joe Biden is going to be the Democrat candidate given his experience with China?
They're going to look very seriously at replacing Biden and have somebody that can really take on Trump. Biden cannot take on Donald J. Trump. No way. Not on China.
On increasingly troubled waters, the U.S. Navy's putting on a show of strength, joining Australian warship HMAS Parramatta for military exercises through the South China Sea. Since the coronavirus pandemic began, China's rapid military build-up in this disputed region has continued unabated, with Beijing fortifying artificial reefs and confronting other nations who claim the territory as their own.
To the Chinese, it's a big opportunity for them to stake their claims in South China Sea and make it theirs once and for all.
The president made it clear it's not okay for these smaller ships to attack our warships, and he's given instructions out. He just tweeted this out. I want to share this with you. I have instructed the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats as they harass our ships at sea. And we'll show you the video. You've probably seen it already. I mean, we could just destroy these boats. But now they try it again. Do you believe that if you're the Navy captain, Admiral, you will blow them out of the water with that tweet because of that tweet?
Mr. President, I wanted to ask you about the launch of the military satellite by Iran. Wanted to get your response to that. Do you see this as an advancement of the missile program?
Well, they say no. Okay, they say all sorts. It was for television. Does anybody really believe that? They want to have better television in Iran. So they say no. We're watching Iran very closely, very closely. We know more about Iran than they do right now. We know more than they do. So we know all about it. We watched it. We knew it was going up.
You're looking at here exclusive drone footage of dozens of massive oil tankers sitting idle along the Pacific coast with nowhere to go because these oil tankers have anchored due to the global demand for fuel collapsing, all due to less driving and less flying, as millions of Americans are being forced to stay home during this coronavirus pandemic.
And if you are somebody that likes history, and I think everyone in this room likes history, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You would see that, and you would remember that this was the year that China was going to overtake us in the economy. If you go back 2 months, you would see that they weren't anywhere close, that we were going to be there many years of a very... If the right person sits in this seat, it'll never happen. If the wrong person sits in this seat, it'll happen in a period of a few years or less. It can happen almost immediately.
China is a very serious threat to the United States, geopolitically, economically, militarily, and a threat to the integrity of our institutions.
This is a war. It's a war that China started by spawning the virus, by hiding the virus, by hoarding personal protective equipment during the time it hid the virus. And now it's ironic and, in my view, disgusting that they're profiteering from that.
The Trump administration has abruptly pulled funding for U.S. research into bats and coronaviruses. The nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance worked in China to trap bats and collect bodily fluid samples. The aim was to try and identify new coronaviruses. Their funding was yanked over the group's ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. President Trump has claimed the coronavirus leaked from a lab at the Wuhan Institute. China has denied these allegations, and U.S. authorities have found no evidence this is the case.
Where this began are things that are knowledge that's in the possession of only the Chinese Communist Party. They're the ones that can help unlock that. If they need technical assistance, we're happy to provide that assistance to them. We do need, the world needs answers to these questions for not only the current moment, but so that we can make sure that we reduce the risk that something like this could ever happen again with thousands and thousands of lives lost and enormous economic cost to the entire world. The American people remain at risk because we do not know, to your point, we don't have certainty about whether it began in the lab or whether it began someplace else. There's an easy way to find out the answer to that. Transparency, openness, the kinds of things that nations do when they really want to be part of solving a global pandemic, when they really want to participate in the things that keep human beings safe and get economies going back again.
After China's lies and deceit about the coronavirus, the American public, I think, is finally beginning to get it. They're seeing the communist nation for what it is, an enemy of the United States and of free people everywhere. A Pew Research poll last month showed that two-thirds of Americans now have an unfavorable view of China. An RNC survey showed similarly negative views on China among voters in several key battleground states. They met their match in Donald Trump. His America First approach to trade put China on the defensive, and it forced China to the negotiating table, making concessions and eventually a trade deal. A trade deal that Obama and Bush could or would never make.
In America, which was the main source of the attack on China, it's an election year. And, you know, in elections, I don't have to tell you, anything goes. You know, it's you can say what you want about anyone. Bill Clinton was extremely hostile to China in the period up until his election. George Bush was extremely hostile to China in the build-up to his election. Both of them changed their position after they were elected and had to deal with the reality and no longer had to deal with getting votes. Mr. Trump is faced by the same problem, how to win the election in a very substantially deteriorating economic situation, and China is an easy target.
On the other hand, it's fair to say that the situation in terms of a really bad relationship between the US and China rhetorically has been going on for some time. So in some ways, the COVID situation has exacerbated what was happening already rather than being something completely new.
And presumably you would say that Donald Trump's administration has obvious reasons for trying to pin the blame, shift the blame off of them and pin it on someone else. China, the obvious candidate, perhaps.
Well, there are a lot of people out there who think that China ought to be punished for, at the very least, mishandling its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Others, you know, think that it goes deeper than that.
Yeah, I would expect there to be some kind of backlash to companies. I'm just waiting to see the hashtag ban made in China or something like that, where people are saying, if you're doing business with China, we don't want your products anymore. Do you expect to see something like that?
Well, I think you're always going to have some grandstanding like that. But the reality is that our economies are too intertwined to really do a hard decoupling, meaning that, you know, all American companies or many American companies will simply up and leave. Keep in mind that even Apple, if it goes through with a full $40 billion redirection, is still going to have over $150 billion worth of business in China.
President Trump addressing a disturbing story we reported to you last week. Now this, the FBI and Homeland Security preparing to issue a warning that hackers and spies in countries like China and Iran are working to steal U.S. research on COVID drugs and vaccines.
We've seen this with Iran before, working with North Korea and Russia and China. Iran often mimics the behavior of other adversarial powers. So they see something that they do something, they copy, they supplement that. So it's very consistent behavior for them. The other thing is from the Chinese perspective, it really makes the point that from China doesn't see military competition and, you know, economic competition. They fuse all this together. So for them, everything is fair game. And there are no legitimate boundaries in what you lie, cheat, or steal about.
We've seen this in the Chinese playbook before, slowing down processes related to trade in specific industries. They did it to Japan in a dispute with them. They did it to the Philippines, and they made life difficult for Norway and the UK at different times when they were having political disputes over a number of issues.
You said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why is this a global competition to you?
And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? Please, go ahead.
There are a variety of reports that Chinese hackers are attempting to steal technology related to vaccine research. Is this something you're concerned about? What can you say?
So what else is new with China? What else is new? Tell me. I'm not happy with China. They should have stopped this at the source. They could have stopped it right at the source. So now you're telling me they're hacking. So I just say this, Steve, what else is new? Well, we're watching it very closely.
The
federal retirement savings should not have any exposure whatsoever to Chinese equities. A couple different reasons why. First, it cites national security concerns, but also China's handling of COVID-19 and any potential fallout that might come from that. Bottom line here is that President Trump does not want federal retirement savings to have any sort of exposure whatsoever to Chinese equities. The thinking there being that not only is it a liability, but it could potentially help out China as well.
Tonight, the FBI and federal cybersecurity agents are warning that hackers linked to the Chinese government are trying to steal research on coronavirus vaccines and therapies. The FBI says the potential theft could jeopardize the treatment of patients here in the U.S.
The Chinese for years have targeted biomedical research, and there's nothing more important than COVID-19 research right now in that field.
But it's not just China. Iran is also on the attack. Researchers at the cybersecurity company Recorded Future say the Iranian state targeted an executive at Gilead Sciences.
And perhaps most significantly for China, for geopolitical value, to be able to say that they were the first to develop a vaccine.
You know, stories are out that apparently China, the country of China, wants to reopen trade talks with the United States because they're in terrible financial health right now. But apparently the president's saying, nope, not going to do it because, as we have heard him repeatedly, he thinks China is the reason that they have infected the entire world with this. Is that accurate? China wants to reopen, and now it's like, forget about it?
Yeah, the president has said he has no interest in reopening the China trade negotiations. And what an acknowledgement by China of the great work of this administration. The fact that they want to renegotiate the deal because they know that they negotiated with the great deal maker, President Trump.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China.
They know that they negotiated with deal maker President Trump, the great deal maker President Trump, who got an extraordinary deal for the American people. China knows that, but President Trump has no interest in renegotiating, especially given that China put American lives at risk at the beginning of this pandemic.
Why 不列颠帝国，美国，因为他们都犯同样的错误，原来使得他们成功的原则背道而驰。美国政府企图以庞大的开支和税收来摆脱严重的经济衰退，巨额的所谓刺激开支，庞大的医疗改革，政府接管私有企业，债务累累，当然。
What conspiracy theorists do, they've heard something. They draw some lines on a whiteboard because they see connections in places. They have one source who may have heard something somewhere. I mean, it's just all nonsense. And yet people fall for it.
Blessings, people. Hey, the very, very, very first clip that we started out with, that was from Fox News, Fox Business News. I believe that was Wednesday or Thursday. It was this week. Today is May 17th. Second clip that we had about the Guidestones was from 11 Alive. You can Google that on your own. You'll find it. Last clip that we just listened to was from Pedro V, that's P-E-D-R-O-V, P-E-D-R-O space V, you'll find them. That one right there, that's the parenthesis, W-W, check it out. Once again, fam, I'm on my way out of here. I pray everybody have a wonderful Sunday. By way of Yahweh Shah, once again, so be it.
That's why it's so important, amen, to not only hear the word, but also be a doer of the word. Because as we begin to do the word, we begin to experience the word.
We go on the wall. We go on the wall. As soon as you're on at home, we go on the wall. The
the spiritual army strong. We going to war, cause Jesus is on the throne. We going to war.
With guard your dome, his sword is real strong, so sharp it appears through the bone. I can't do nothing on my own, a lot I cannot condone. I can feel this fire in me, I'm hot like the pot is on. If you can't stand the heat, go get a fan. He holding us up with his righteous right hand. A spirit it quicken, quicker than sand. Now we are sealed with a heavenly brand, pleading the blood again and again, canceling all the enemy's plans. We are army taking a stand, we are army taking a stand. It's not a game, boy, but we are advanced. The devil big man, we stumping his head, capture his land, take down his flag. Boast on the Lord, on me I can't brag. God is sovereign, ain't nothing you can have. Come you and my brothers, breaking the bread, plowing the hearts, breaking through bad, sowing the word, raising the dead.
We going to war, I'm keeping the armor on. We going to war, as soon as your honor home. We going to war, the spiritual army strong. We going to war, cause Jesus is on the throne. We going to war, I'm keeping the armor.
Jacob, I be riding for him. We are in his body, though a body we reside in one. If you don't got a Bible, better hurry up and find you one. In order to survive, you must know God when the fire comes. Born in the womb, but most of y'all are gonna die in one. Perish due to lack of knowledge, knowledge of the highest one. Holy Ghost standing his commandments, I delight in them. My lamp is full of oil, and all my brothers, I see light in them.
Every seed, I'm finna sow. We are like trees, we gotta grow. This is the ark, this ain't a boat. As long as we save, we gonna float. He gave up his life, then he gave up the ghost. I'm telling you, wisdom is better than gold. The day that we live in here, nobody knows. The only thing known is God in control.
We going to war, I'm keeping the armor on. We going to war, as soon as your honor home. We going to war, the spiritual army strong. We going to war, cause Jesus is on the throne. We going to war, I'm keeping the armor.
Understand him more clearly. See, that's the difference between just having head knowledge and having experiential knowledge, meaning you're experiencing God. You don't just have head knowledge, but you actually know God. You're intimate with God in your suffering and in your prayer time.